From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The campaign goes on. The campaign goes on strongly. Elizabeth and I have talked at length about this already, talked with our children about it. When this happens, you have a choice. You can go cower in the corner and hide, or you can be tough and go out there and stand up for what you believe in. And we have no intention of cowering in the corner.
I don't look sickly. I don't feel sickly. There is a likelihood that some of the medications that I will be taking will at sometimes make me tired. So sometimes I'll step back to sort of regain my energy. But right now, I don't feel any of that.
I would hope the administration would cooperate with us. But if they don't, then we'll subpoena them. Because our documents show that they still bungle. They still leave things out.
These extraordinary steps offered today to the majority in Congress demonstrate a reasonable solution to the issue. However, we will not go along with a partisan fishing expedition aimed at honorable public servants.
This is the first enforceable challenge to the president's plan to escalate and continue a stay-the-course, open-ended commitment to a war.
Voting to set a hard exit date for U.S. troops in Iraq and imposing strict standards for deploying forces gives hope to the enemy, and it's a prescription for failure.
19 of those coffins had soldiers I served with in Iraq. 19 paratroopers. Mr. Speaker, with this bill, with this vote, we mark the end of that era.
Yet today, a narrow majority in the House of Representatives abdicated its responsibility by passing a war spending bill that has no chance of becoming law and brings us no closer to getting our troops the resources they need to do their job.